Phoneboy Speaks, episode 36, Mega Thoughts. I have a couple thoughts on Mega, the new file upload, file sharing service that Kim.com has created and put online 1 year after his Mega upload service got shut down by the U.S. government. This has a couple of different features of it that I've seen in other services. Number one, the free account is quite a lot of space. It's got 50 gigabytes of storage. And if you want more storage, 500 gigabytes up to 4 terabytes, you can pay a nominal monthly or yearly fee in euros, and you get a ton of storage, which I think that alone, assuming that Mega Upload gets a lot of paid people, I think that's going to cause some of the other storage and cloud storage companies to rethink their pricing models. I think that alone is fairly disruptive. Now, the other thing that Mega does, or they claim to do, is before data is even uploaded to their cloud, it's encrypted with a key that you control. I think, you know, you could argue the implementation of it and probably needs some work. And I'm not a cryptographer. I don't do that kind of analysis. And I've already read some stuff that says, you know, it could be better. That said, the goal that they have is for them to have no idea what they're actually storing. And by encrypting it before it leaves your computer, that when they see it, it's just an opaque blob of data that they don't even know what the file name is. They don't know anything about it other than it's just this encrypted blob. On some level, that makes client development a little bit harder. And there is an API available that I've just kind of paged through and saw the kinds of things that they can do. For them, it limits their liability substantially, or is like somebody serves them a cease and desist on a particular piece of content, they can say, well, we don't have the encryption key for it. We don't even know, you know, there's a lot of plausible deniability there, I guess. And I guess people can publish files in the traditional way that they used to do with Mega Upload, which is send a URL out, and the URL can have the encryption key or something that would allow other people to unencrypt the file without having the key. But that kind of defeats the purpose of having something that's secure and encrypted that nobody can get at and that potentially nobody can take down. Although, of course, they have their DMCA notice published on the website. You can find it. And they, obviously, they don't want you doing that stuff, or that's what they say anyway. But I think that the Mega Upload service, it's not Mega Upload anymore, it's Mega. I think this new service is going to be disruptive, even if it fails, because it will cause the other services to lower their prices or offer better services, which either way, I think that means we win. Whether I use Mega ultimately, or I use Google Drive, or I use Dropbox or whatever, if I get a better deal for my money, then I'm happy. And so will I use Mega for anything? I might use it for a few things just to try it out and see how it works. Am I going to put anything up there that were the only copies up on Mega? No, I know better than that. And I wouldn't encourage anybody to have your only copy somewhere on one cloud service. You should use multiple cloud services or have a local backup as well, because let's face it, Mega Upload got taken down. Who knows if this will get taken down similarly? I don't know, but and I'm hoping that Kim.com succeeds, because I think it's a fine-looking service. It's a fine idea, and really all services should be similar to this. You should be encrypting your data as it goes to the cloud. I think it's going to change things a lot. And again, maybe not we all use Mega, but the other services get better. And that's really a good thing for all of us. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Find more episodes on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or SoundCloud. Find all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/about. That includes Twitter, Facebook, app.net, and Google+. Thanks for listening.